Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 8th of January, recording at 7:24 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights. In global stock markets, we've had a second day of profit-taking here. Most indices down a bit, nothing that extensive. Japan down nearly 4%, as was the Hang Seng, 3.8%. In terms of long-dated government bonds, they have responded with a rally here today, taking their cue from stock markets and economic concerns. And elsewhere, we have seen some choppy action in the precious metals, but they are higher as I speak. Gold, for example, has been down as low as 836.85 and as high as 864.59, currently at 855.70. It's up 12 and three quarters. Silver also, which had another of those dips into the upper $10 region, but is back at 11.14 on this March contract. And platinum trading just 20 cents below $1,000 on the spot month. Industrial metals were lower in here today. Commodities, soft commodities, mixed. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, stock markets had that good performance, generally, in the light volume Christmas and extended New Year, various holidays period. Roared upwards on the 2nd of January, but a more muted performance subsequently, and as I say, profit-taking in the last couple of days, and therefore people are still studying the technical runes here for signs for the year overall. And with 2 days of declines, inevitably people are starting to talk more about retests of the lows and so on. Well, nobody knows what's going to happen. But we can say quite factually that we can't have a retest of the lows, let alone an extension of the overall downward trends still indicated by the falling 200-day moving averages, which lag, of course. We cannot have a serious sell-off, in other words, without first breaking the progressions of rising lows that are evident on almost all stock market indices. And we haven't done that yet. As a matter of fact, the last most significant thing many stock market indices did was to break above their December highs this month. Now, not all of those have maintained those moves, but equally they haven't fallen so far back below to alter the progression of higher reaction lows. And if you want to just single out one important reaction low as being really significant, I would repeat the early December reaction lows, which Owen and I have mentioned on so many occasions. So in terms of monitoring overall, we have this, still are in this phase, and have been since October and November, of sideways ranging. There are elements certainly of base development activity in that action, signaled by the upward dynamics and the rising lows that I just mentioned. Inevitably, sentiment is going to be very mixed in this type of environment, and people are going to see what they want to see. For instance, bears will say, well, the market can't really sustain upward moves, there's no follow through, they'll say there's not enough volume, and so on. Well, this is what you'd expect, and this is what you get in the bottoming out, base building stage of market recoveries. And I think we'll probably see more of the same, but as I said, I'd give the upside the benefit of the doubt, provided We continue to see this progression of higher reaction lows on the main indices. But in terms of tactics in this environment, we are seeing rangy, choppy action, which is more of a trading environment than anything else. But investors, for investors, there's good value in a number of markets. I don't think Wall Street's valuations are very attractive, but we have some exceptionally good valuations elsewhere. And in this environment, though, I don't think you need to pay up for anything. We only really need to accumulate on little setbacks. That said, I bought more platinum today near the top of its trend that it has formed recently, but I still regard that as being exceptionally cheap overall. But there are inevitably, in this environment, there are inevitably risks in buying anything that has been trending up for a few days, let alone a week or two. Gonna have to cough. Excuse me. Excuse me. Quick drink of water. I think long-dated government bonds will continue to take their cue from stock markets. And if stock market action begins to or continues to gradually improve, long-dated government bonds will be shorts. And the better value I maintain, and so does just about everybody else, is in the corporate sector. But I can understand the uncertainty and the risks, and these apply to the equities as well, and needless to say, and people are concerned about the outlook for corporate profits, the downgradings of bonds. And that kind of uncertainty is going to persist with us for quite some time, and may well persist with us for most of this year. So we can only deal with the reality that markets provide. But in general, there are much improved valuations, a heck of a lot of uncertainty, though, and that uncertainty means that multiples will rise, not necessarily because of rallies, but because earnings are downgraded or results are lower than expected. And more dividends will probably be cut than raised. So we know that, and we can deal with that overall in terms of looking around for our various opportunities. I think the environment does favor precious metals here. They continue to range for the most part. Now, if we take gold and silver, they are certainly ranging overall. They tend to have fairly lengthy corrective cycles, which are quite possibly becoming a little bit shorter in duration. In other words, I've mentioned this before and illustrated it, and you can see it on all the charts, the longer term charts, that the precious metals would get a good run on the upside, it would accelerate, and then they would get a big correction and long-ranging consolidation. And those consolidations back in the beginning of the decade would last for, I think it's 25, 27 months. And then they gradually became shorter. And I think the last one was where we had the peak. Sorry, the cycle before the one we're in right now, I think that had lasted about 18 months. Don't hold me to that. I'd have to go back and look at the chart. But in the more relevant, in the current cycle, and that's following the peak earlier this year, I think we're coming up 11 months. Now, as I said, I would expect in a bull market, and I do think that the gold and silver are certainly in a bull market, that we can expect a gradual decrease of the time duration of those lengthy consolidation phases. So what I'm trying to say here is that we are probably within a few months of another significant advance on the upside. And I want to be positioned for that, although it's not a bad idea to trade these a little bit given the ranging activity that we're actually seeing, or at least to trade with part of the position overall. And industrial metals, I like them on the basis that they're very cheap, having fallen back to those big base formations. But they may need to form new bases above those former platforms. And but I think that process is actually underway here right now. And crude oil and the agricultural commodities, I'm a little bit more wary there because first they peaked later. Go back to, well, it was July when crude oil peaked, and although it has fallen back a very, very long way, and we suspect that a base building process has commenced, it could be lengthy. And also with the agricultural commodities, most of the agriculturals have not fallen. Take the grain and bean complex, for instance, it has not fallen anywhere near as much as the industrial metals. And they also peaked later, peaking earlier this year. So I tend to feel that the ones that had peaked earlier, say the industrial metals, will quite probably outperform on average the agricultural commodities and oils. That's the theory at any rate. And we will find out. The charts will show us. Now, I'm not here tomorrow due to family medical reasons. But of course, Owen will be doing the comment and the big picture audio. These are interesting times that that we live in. I think there are times in which we can make money, and I think that we need to be more focused on opportunities than fears while keeping a balance. Perspective overall, if we possibly can. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you. I'll be back on Monday. Bye bye.